We're in Simin Shin Beis. We are up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing from Dalet through Vav. Machbesh, hu kli shekov shimbo begodim achar akfisa, vein shtei lucho ze al ze va begodim beinehim. What they used to do is after they wash clothing, they would hang them out on this stretchers for clothing in a way that would keep it from creasing. And that means that the clothing was being, it was stretched and pressed in a way that it would dry straight. So Shalbalabayis, if it's a household one, it's not that strong. Matirin also little mimenu begodim letzorech haShabbos. You're allowed to open it to take out clothing if you're going to wear them on Shabbos. Vishal Uman was a professional one, which is very, very, very closely tight, very tightly closed. Oser, mevneishu tochuv b'choska, because it's held very strongly. Vahatarosso doma listira, and taking it apart is similar to breaking something. Now this is all at Tzorach Shabbos. And as actually putting a beged in this, being kovish a beged in this on Shabbos is aser. Sifhei, chaluk la'achar kvisa. A chaluk was an undergarment. It was white after it was washed. Hu miskashe. So the way they used to wash it, it used to dry quite hard. U'mishavshim mosu v'yadayim l'rachacho. And they used to rub it by hand in order to soften it. Mutter lasoso b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Sheino miskaven el l'rachacho, because your kavana is not to make it cleaner. Your kavana is to soften it. Avol sudur, whereas a white kerchief or head covering, oser mipnei miskaven l'tzachzacho. They're a white one. After the wash, people would want to rub it in order to make it even more pure. It would become whiter or smoother after the washing. So that is oser. Because your kavana is to make it purer, and that is like malabin. It is similar to the malacha of malabin. The malacha of malabin itself, it is not, you're not washing something out with water over here, but it's like malabin because you're rubbing it in a way that it's cleaner. Hagah v'kovim v'shar klei pishtan dinam kesudar. Hats and other things that are made of linen have the same halacha as this kerchief. So first the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to roll over it with a keli made for that. I guess it was their equivalent of an iron where you're trying to straighten something out. That's aser. You're also not allowed to create a crease with some heavy object. In the case of the chaluk, where we said since it's an undergarment, you don't really have kavana to make it cleaner, only to make it softer. If one is finicky and they really are trying to make it more whiter, more smooth, and not just more flexible, the halacha is that that would be aser. Now the reason why a linen, the Rama mentioned linen, because linen dries quite hard. And when you soften it, you're also doing malabin, and it ends up coming out much more smooth. With regard to the chaluk, it's mutter even in the case of linen. In the case of the sudur, the kerchief, that's usr even if it's not linen, because there people really rub it for the sake of getting it to look nicer. Sivvav, titsha al raglo, and the Rama adds ral minolav. If you get mud on you, mekancho bekosel, you're allowed to rub it off onto the wall, avalo bakarka, but not on the ground, dilma osil ashvuya gumas, because you may be straightening out a hole in the ground. There was a hole in the ground, by rubbing against the ground, you're going to fill that hole, so the ground will be smoother, which is binyan. V'yeshmi shosaraf bakosel, there are those who say that even on the wall it's osir, because you're adding to the wall, and that too is considered binyan. Hagav yeshmi shemater b'shneihem. There are those who are mater altogether. That's not your kavana. V'uadin shemuter lasir b'matcheres aroy letaltol. And also, you're allowed to use a little broken piece of ceramic if it is not muktzah. Now, lemaisa, the halacha is like this. First of all, you cannot use metal because we'll see later. There's an issur mamachik on the leather. If in front of the shul they have this. Metal, the people often, when they build a shul, they have this metal thing on the floor that you scrape your shoes against to get all the mud off before you walk in. So the halacha would be that if you have leather soles, you couldn't scrape them because of mamachik. And we'll see that later. Mishtabur brings a Magen Avram who answers even if it's not sharp. The Mishtabur says that if you're wiping against it very, very lightly in a way that you're not scraping the leather at all, that's certainly going to be mutter. And the Mishnebrur says that when the Ramah brings the Yesh Matir Mishneim, that's certainly not, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to fill a hole with it. It means just on the edge of a wall. Now, Lahalacha, the Mishnebrur says that you can be makel with a wall. Also, in the case that the Ramah brings of using Cheres, and that's mutter according to everybody. So, Halacha Lamaisa. With regard to the ground, you shouldn't do it. With regard to the wall, there you can be makel, but you should not be filling any holes in the wall, and you have to make sure that you're not rubbing the shoe that has a leather sole in a way that you're going to be smoothing out the leather underneath your shoe.